land, guarded by a mountain tribe. No one knew what an emotional journey lay ahead. They flew to Pogapa, New Guinea, a village of the Moni tribe, guardians of the Dengiso. A meeting was called to discuss the visitor's proposal.
Summoning in Televisi BBC, the Ingress.
To the Moni, the Dengiso is an ancestral spirit. Hunting it is strictly forbidden. But how would they feel about filming it? Many of these people have never visited Lake Wutidi, the sacred area where the Dengiso lives. So letting our crew go there was a big decision.
There were so many times that I thought, these people are just going to walk out the door and done, and we're going to have to go home. But eventually we got everybody on board, and yeah, I'm really glad we're over that, and now we can finally get going.
Pilemon is a village chief who agreed to accompany the team. The Moni were now really keen to help the team track down a Dengiso in the wild.
Good morning.
Everyone walked at their own pace. The film crew had to take things rather more slowly.
We've been left for dead by the old ladies and the kids that are carrying the generator and the cameras and our tents and all the rest of the stuff that we brought.
The team has reached the edge of the sacred area of Wutidi. From here on in, everything changes.
So from here, the trail gets really slippery and really dangerous, so we've got to go very slow. From here on out, some of the names we use change. Wutidi is, we're not allowed to use that, we use the sacred name. Same for the Dengiso, we have to use the sacred name for the Dengiso, we're not allowed to use the word Dengiso anymore.
The team continued to climb. They are now over 3,000 meters above sea level.
It's madness, the landscape has totally changed. It's really dry and wiry and sparse. And I think this is the kind of habitat where the animal lives, kind of in the much more stunted trees.
Finally, they reach the sacred lake. They must remember the sacred rules.
This is Lake Ezimoga, which is the name they use in the sacred area. And this is a central point from which it's a good area to look for the Menimomaga, which is the other name for the tree kangaroo we're looking for. Everyone's pretty emotional to be here.
Even Chief Pilemon is deeply moved.
This lake is one of the most important parts of the Moni culture. It's really, really a big deal for these guys to come here, see this place.
With base camp established, the search for a Dengiso begins in earnest. And it's not long before Pilemon announces he's found something. Signs on the ground suggest an Dengiso was here, and the signs are fresh.
Somebody beginning. So he's saying that the creature filled a space about this big, so he was quite large, and he sticks his nose in there. He's looking for worms. So he sticks his nose in there and he takes his claws and he pushes the soil out of the way.
But Dengiso is supposed to eat leaves, not worms. Perhaps these are the marks of a spiny anteater, or echidna. Pilemon's impression of the animal reassures the team he wasn't mistaken. Echidnas don't climb trees. It just shows how little is known about the Dengiso.
It's really exciting to see a kind of sign that this animal actually exists, because it was kind of feeling a bit like a myth, especially the last couple of weeks where it's taken so much to get here, and the chances of filming it have felt so slim, but feels like we're kind of in with a chance now, which is great.
But the animal itself remains elusive. A week has now passed, and the trackers set out in different directions to widen the search. Only three of these men have ever seen a Dengiso before. The chances of improving on that are looking slim. Village Chief Pilemon has crossed to the other side of the valley. The crew are ready to follow if he signals good news. Next morning, bizarrely, the postman calls. It's a letter from Pilemon.